Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
We all want to live meaningful lives, yet in the middle of our studies, work, family, responsibilities, and daily routine, we don't always stop to think about the kind of life we are building, right? What shapes our lifestyle, and how can belief in Mahdaviyya and awaiting for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, influence the way we live every day? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to your program, The Last Savior, brought to you by IIB English Radio. I am Ali, at your service, and I am joined by my dear brother, Dr. Ali. Assalamu dear doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good to have you here.
Jazakallah khair. It's a great pleasure to be here.
It's been a while, man. Always love our conversations, and I always learn from you.
Jazakallah khair. Yeah.
So, dear doctor, if you want to pursue and exercise a sort of Mahdavi lifestyle into our daily routine, how can we do that? Please do give us some concrete examples that we can use it right now, today, in the life that we have ahead of us.
Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Well, brother, in order to have this lifestyle being implemented in our lives, it's not like a capsule to take it and then everything goes as a routine. I mean, and based on the criteria and principles that we have defined, that we are trying our best to what? To learn from the narrations or traditions that we have, or conduct a seerah and sunnah of the Holy Prophet and the infallible Imams, based on what they said, that we need to prepare ourselves for the arrival and advent of Mahdi alayhi salam. So we tune ourselves based on those. So one by one, we have to go, discuss all these principles and all these factors in order to first persuade ourselves that these are the factors that they do worth to be applied in our lives.
Yeah.
Then hopefully, inshallah, will even give them barakah and blessing, and they will be inshallah dominant in our lives.
Inshallah.
So at least discussing them by itself is beautiful. So we discussed, earlier, some few points on loving our family members, loving our spouses and husbands, and kissing our children. We discussed all these points. Now we want to start with paying attention to the family on Fridays.
Okay.
What do we mean by this? We want to say that paying attention to the family is always desirable. There is no special date for that. But since Friday is something else, Friday has another connotation and denotation in our minds. All of us know Friday with the day of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
Even based on some hadiths, this is the day that the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam happens in it, right?
Yeah.
So even there are some special supplications and du'as that needs to be recited. That they are recited in such a day.
Da'a Nutbah
for the arrival of Imam Mahdi. These are a series of applications. But for those who might not find some time to, for example, recite Da'a Nutbah or the supplication of Nutbah, there is a very short du'a, less than a page, in Mafatih al-Janan that actually is for the day of Jum'ah. It is called the Ziyarah of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam on the day of Jum'ah. So this du'a has been recommended by lots of scholars of akhlaq to be recited on Jum'ahs.
Okay.
The famous du'a that starts with As-salamu alayka hujjatullah fi ardi, As-salamu alayka aynallah fi khalqi.
Yeah.
And continuation of this du'a. This du'a is very short and it's good to be recited, and it has its own barakah. So what do I mean to pay attention more to the family on the day of Jum'ah? Because this day is attributed to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
True.
Right? So in case we even entertain the family with more, let's say, at least even the Holy Prophet said that I tried to provide the family with some fruit or meat at the day of Jum'ah in order to make them happy,
in case you want to give them a gift, the family members, try to make it in on Jum'ahs,
so on
Fridays.
So we're going to have some quality time with the family, and the flavor would be the love of Imam Mahdi.
Mahdi, inshallah. Inshallah. And then when you make this Jum'ah beautiful in the minds of your children, then they are actually rushing for, or they are wishing this Jum'ah to come.
The next Jum'ah,
right? So this Jum'ah should be very beautiful in the minds of the children. I mean, so as long as this Jum'ah is beautified in the minds of the children, so it means you have actually bind it to the love.
Well, it's really difficult, doctor. You know why?
Why?
You just skip one Jum'ah, you just ruin the whole concept. Kids would be very sad.
So let me even explain something about this beautiful point of yours.
Okay.
As long as you spend on the family and you provide them with whatever they are in need of, or make them happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands your risk and sustenance. So this is a promise. I mean, this is a divine promise that as long as you are generous towards your family members, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His blessings on you and your family.
MashaAllah.
And if even, look, this is a very key solution for some social problems that I like to inform the brothers and sisters who are listening to us. In case poverty is pressuring on you, actually, or put you under the stress, try to give whatever you have, even the least thing that you have. For example, you have, I don't know, in your pocket, out of, for example, $5,000 or $2,000, you have only, I don't know, $10. Try to give half of it as a sadaqah.
Or, give it away.
Yeah. Give it as a sadaqah. Any day, any time. So you see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensates for that. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking on your heart. I mean, the same way that you treat people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats you even better than that.
Yeah.
Right?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, there are some other solutions that it's not time for discussing those points. Like, for example, doing istighfar, I mean, in some certain period of time, in some certain place. This is not the place that we can discuss it here.
Sure.
We want to say that we need to give value to the day which is attributed to the name of Muhammad alayhi salam. Make it beautiful in the minds of our kids. Provide them with some candies, I don't know, sweets, or I don't know, fruits or meat, or so on and so forth, to make it memorable in the minds of our children
and
family.
It's a weekly reminder. Yeah, it's a weekly reminder for them.
That's why even we can take this lesson from Surah Al-Jum'ah. Fas'au ila dhikrillah, right? But what is after that?
Wadharul bay'a?
Fas'au ila dhikrillah wadharul bay'a. This bay'a is what? It's for the family, to make the family happy. Yeah. So we want to...
But there's a problem, dear brother.
Yeah.
Like in European countries, the Friday is not off, so... How could they wadharul bay'a?
Yeah. Even in lots of non-Islamic countries, I've seen myself that they do have their Jum'ah prayers, Jum'ah public prayers.
True.
So right after that, they can actually do whatever on the way coming or going towards their work and job. And then reaching home, they can actually distribute whatever they have provided earlier, let's say early in the morning or even after Jum'ah.
Okay. So it's doable, sure.
Yeah, it's doable. The next point that we want to discuss and bind it to the Mahdavi lifestyle is to instill a sense of worth in our children.
Okay.
That is giving personality to our children. So does it mean they don't have?
Building their own character.
In order to build their character.
Yeah.
So the root of many social problems and harms that afflict our youth stem from lack of self-confidence. So we need to actually instill this sense in their hearts. So how can we do that? We need, well, I mean, as long as, even, don't think that, for example, my kid or my daughter or my son is 2 years old and she or he doesn't understand too much. Or okay, any way that I treat them, No. They understand very exactly. I mean, there are lots of tests and experiments that have been done, even in young kids.
Yeah.
And it proved that they have a good understanding. Exceptional. I remember what has been done, a kind of surgery that has been done on a 22-year-old American guy. And when he was in coma, he was reciting something that was quite... strange for the people who were around him, for his mother and his father. Later on, they wanted to see what he's saying. He was speaking it in Spanish.
Wow.
They were astonished that this son of us never learned the Spanish. At the end of the day, the mother remembered that once while this person, that this was in his, let's say, the first 2 years of his life.
Yeah.
She took a baby taker who was a Spanish lady.
Mm.
And she was reciting for him what the poems in Spanish.
Interesting.
Now, they came and took back the same line of those poems to bring him back from coma to life.
Yeah.
Right?
Interesting, yeah.
So it means he remembered the whole poem without even being memorizing them.
Wow, yeah.
Right? So it means that they don't understand. They do understand everything.
Yeah.
They do understand.
I remember when you brought up this topic, that when we were, like, when we were kids and participating in the mourning of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Azadari, yeah. We were like kids, but we've got this guy in the mosque. He told us to just help to serve drinks for the mourners of Imam Hussein. And we felt very good, as if we are treated as adults.
Very true.
And it was beautiful. And that was probably one of the only reason or the same reason that make us to continue the road of Imam Hussein, make us continue to the road of Islam and Imam Hussein's and fight for these values.
Not only in the morning assemblies and gatherings, we need to take our kids with us even to the masjids every time we go. Why not taking them with us into masjids? Let them get and find this habit and get accustomed to that.
Yeah.
And then, on the other hand, we need to recommend to the brothers and sisters who are in charge of masajid and mosques and these, let's say, Islamic centers to be more patient with the kids and children.
Exactly.
In case there is some noises that are quite natural. I mean, we need to be patient with them, because in case we react badly towards them, we might actually instill the sense of hatred in them.
Exactly.
So we need to have both sides, tuned. I mean, from those who are in charge of these programs and the families to advise them to take your children to these Islamic programs. The last point with regard to this instilling a sense of worth in our children, I want to refer to a famous hadith from the Holy Prophet that honor your children, give them a sense of worth and raise them well, for this is a means of your forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
So with this, we are trying to bring up our kids to be among the waiters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And in case Imam alayhi salam reappeared among the soldiers of Imam, or even among the statesmen of the government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So we need to bring up them with this mentality based on this criterion principle.
MashaAllah. Thank you so much, dear doctor, and hope to have you in our future program as well. I would like to conclude the session by saying, awaiting Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is more than a belief. It is a way of life. Every day, through our choices and actions, we either move closer to Imam Zaman and Imam Mahdi's destination and path, or further from the ideas and ideals we associate with his mission. So having said that, I think that's the right moment to conclude the session. Thank you for listening, our dear audience, brothers and sisters across the globe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun?